reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel makes me think of when we were quite young in our family, and we lived in an environment, in a neighborhood. Nobody had a whole lot of money, couldn't go to Disneyland or anything like that on family trips. But when my dad would have a day off, or maybe on a Saturday or Sunday after, Sunday was always for food, so it would have been a Saturday or other day, we'd go to the beach. And it was the western shore of Lake St. Clair, south of Detroit here. I'd be enthralled with seashells. Well, they were like clamshells. I thought it was the ocean. It was seen so big. And I would find a shell that was so beautiful it would catch my eye, and I'd run to my mom, "Mommy, look what I found." She'd smile. She'd say, "Oh, that's so pretty. How did you find it?" "I searched for it, blah, blah, blah." I was oblivious to the fact that there were thousands of shells all over the sand, but one would catch my eye. This was mine. This one, I found it, or this one. Later on, she made me a little pouch I could put these few shells in. It makes me think of St. Agnes just a bit. She lived in, she was only about 13 when she died. She was born at the end of the 200s in Rome, very beautiful young girl, and had many suitors. There were more men that wanted her as their wife. That's pretty young, 13. As their wife, as there were seashells on the shore for me. But one caught her eye. One, only one. Jesus Christ. She's a very devout young lady. She promised herself to the Lord Jesus. This is in pagan Rome, and she's a Christian. And the son of the governor, she caught his eye, and she wouldn't have anything to do with him. His dad, the governor, tried to tell her, "Look, we'll give you gifts, we'll buy you all kinds of things. My son really wants you." And she said, no, I belong to the Lord Jesus. He tried to change her mind, put her in chains. She wouldn't. There's all kinds of stories about how she died. Well, in the end, these guys who couldn't have their way killed her. She died for the faith. It's a great challenge for me, and it reminds me, and I shared this with you, perhaps in our lives, we might remember who is it that really catches our eye in terms of the faith? Jesus caught Agnes's eye, heart. It's the Lord Jesus who catches our heart. And if that's really true, does it really affect the way I live? All that I say, all that I do, is it what Jesus would say? Is it what Jesus would do? Her name in Greek really means chaste, but it got Latinized over the years, and it sounded like agnus, which means lamb in Latin. And the lamb already became a symbol. If you see stained glass windows, all the saints have some kind of symbol. She's always with a palm branch, as all the martyrs are, and a little lamb. It's on this day. Today, you'll probably see photos. The Pope blesses some little lambs, and it's from their wool that the palliums are made for the new archbishops throughout the world, the leaders of the metropolitans of archdioceses. Let's remember to be like Agnes. Dedicate ourselves to the Lord. Really be in love with Him. And let it affect our lives. Amen.
Amen.